Yeah, that's where that shit's gonna stay. Ow!
Hey Ben and Joe, this is Stephen Hawking. I think you guys wrecked the motherfucking house. I'm partying with some bitches right now, so I have to go. Dope cheese.
It's Saturday. It is, finally.
What's today's date?
Today is Saturday.
22nd.
July 22nd.
What happened last week?
Saturday magically disappeared from the week.
Really?
Yeah, I was looking at my calendar and it's like, oh!
We didn't do a show. And guess what?
What?
No one cared.
I was expecting voicemails or emails saying, are you guys okay? Because you do shows every Saturday.
Yeah, what happened?
We got none.
We did get some famous people calling.
Well, Stephen Hawking's called and others.
Yeah.
But we had no voicemails for
what was with it? Stephen Hawking's at the end of that thing?
I think he was leaning on his computer again or something.
I think he was trying to say dope cheese, but it came out all weird.
Dope to go.
Yeah.
Maybe he was at a fast food restaurant. You know, they have a dope...
Dope
menu.
To go.
Dope to go. How does he... Does he, like, go into a fast food restaurant, you think?
So he's in a wheelchair. People in wheelchairs don't go to fast food restaurants.
Oh, my God. Where do they go? Slow food restaurants?
They order it over the phone.
Fucking lazy jerks.
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 There's a service in California called Pink Dot, I think. And you call up. And you order food.
Sounds like a pregnancy test.
Pink Dot. I think it's called Pink Dot.
I think you're thinking of a tampon.
No. Pink Dot. Serious.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So maybe he does that. Maybe he calls up like a service like that. And
he's probably got fucking rockets on his wheelchair. I don't think he needs anybody
to... He probably has someone who does it for him. So
he gets a lot of chicks, I heard. You hear about the bitches he had over?
Yeah, he's partying. With bitches.
With bristles.
That's a good impression.
Thank you. I do great impressions. With computer voices.
So what's up? Why didn't we do a show? Because Saturday was disappeared or something?
Yeah, I think Saturday disappeared or something. I don't know. I think if I explained why we didn't, people would be like, just making excuses, guys.
Yeah. I was away.
Where were you?
California.
No, I wasn't. Were you opening the Pink Dot service company? That's why you plugged it on your show?
No.
You whore?
I was...
You're a whore.
I was dog-sitting / house-sitting for my cousin. Still am.
I don't even know you.
Gotta get back there.
Well, we did do a show.
Yeah, we did.
We did a show at my house.
Yeah.
Like, studio.
Yeah, Studio J.
Yeah, for Joe. It just didn't feel right, though.
It was good, though.
And it so
far,
it's
pretty funny.
It may be coming up soon.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe if we miss another Saturday, we'll put that one up.
Okay. Yeah, when I'm in Florida.
Okay.
Coming up.
Yeah, how many days are you
26 days.
Okay.
Until I go away.
Oh, how many Saturdays will you be gone?
I'll be missing one Saturday.
Okay, so maybe we can post that on there.
All right. Or you can get like a guest host.
Huh.
Maybe Stephen Hawking will come down to the studio with you.
That'd be really cool.
That would require a lot of typing.
Yes.
It'd be really crazy. Pulled it off, though.
Yeah. So, what's new?
I did a little movie seeing last night.
What'd you see?
I saw Clerks 2.
How was it?
Let me tell you.
Was it better than the original Clerks?
Let me tell you something.
Do I have to see the original Clerks?
Yes, you do. Okay?
Yeah?
You
okay.
do. I had doubts. I said, it's probably going to be good, but yeah. I have doubts. I'm figuring, you know, I'll chuckle. I have to admit it. It's not genius like Clerks, mm-hmm. the first one.
Yeah.
But I really did enjoy it from beginning to end. I laughed a lot. Yeah. Cool. And I also laughed at the audience, because a lot of fanboys,
yeah,
fat people,
yeah,
galore. Like, remember we saw Pirates, there was a lot of girls,
yeah,
and girl pirates,
yeah.
This was like the boy pirate movie. Fat people galore.
Wow.
No one had their iPod, though. I thought one guy did.
Yeah.
But he totally
yeah. did. Now, is that a rumor, or...
You started that rumor. I don't know if that's true.
Kevin Smith supposedly has this podcast out that's director commentary. I think it's the whole cast commentary.
That'd be cool.
And that you go to the movie theater, you turn on your iPod, you sync it up with the movie, and it's like watching the DVD version, I guess, with audio commentary on it.
I don't know why you'd do that. Maybe the second time you saw it.
Yeah. But still, I mean,
A little raunchier, I think, than...
Yeah, well, I think he's trying to...
It definitely shock value, definitely gonna have people, like, a little upset.
Yeah.
Best part of the movie for me, I won't give away all the things, but I'll tell you... It was,
when Professor X dies?
Yes. Professor X just gets ripped in half. Nobody's seeing X-Men anymore, don't worry. The movie's, like, gone. Randall goes on a rant about Star Wars and Lord of the Rings and why Star Wars is so much cooler.
Cool.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. I love the ads for it on TV. I don't know if you saw.
I've seen a couple.
Just the...
Give us some of that banter.
Best comedy since Wedding Crashers, I believe.
Not a good mark.
Yeah.
To hit.
Who wants to compare the movie to Wedding Crashers?
It did well, though.
Yeah, but...
You rented it.
Yeah, okay. Skip over that part.
Back in the early days of My Heart's Name.
Yeah. And what was the other one? Oh, you don't have to see...
Clerks.
One to appreciate Clerks 2, or...
I think you do.
Yeah.
Unless you're an idiot. Because there are definitely nods to the first one.
Yeah.
And, yeah. People. Well, I saw a trailer I was telling you about, Monster House.
Monster House, yeah.
And in Monster
Robert
House...
Robert Zemeckis, Steven Spielberg.
That's the team that brought you Back to the Future.
Yeah.
But they also brought you Back to the Future 2 and 3.
Yes.
Monster House. In the trailer, there's this quote, like nothing you've ever seen before.
Uh-huh.
And then it lists a whole bunch of movies just like...
that you've seen before.
That you have seen before. those ads are stupid.
Yeah. You know what movie looks good? What? Borat.
Yeah, it does. We just watched the trailer for
it's
that.
It's gonna be awesome.
You know what other movie looks good?
What?
Rocky.
Oh, boy.
What is the name of that movie? Just calling it Rocky Balboa instead of Rocky 6?
Yeah, I think so.
Rocky Balboa.
Okay, the premise is he watches a computer animation of himself beating... The new champion?
I'll be the new champion. In the computer. The computer. I don't get these computer things, boys, so but I don't want to box again. Let me get some meat.
So, yeah, so he sees the computer animation win.
They really do this on ESPN, though.
Really?
Yeah, they do it for, like, they had, like, a simulated basketball final once.
I'm so glad I'm not into sports.
Well, you're wrong, you.
So, yeah.
The guy who's playing the champion is a real boxer, also.
Oh. So, I'm sure he can't act.
I'm pretty sure.
Maybe he's better than Sylvester
Stallone. Well, Rocky!
So, yeah, and then he sees that, so then he gets back into the ring, fights.
You know what? I'm going to see that movie.
You are?
I'm
why?
Go to the theater and see it.
Why?
Because it's probably the funniest motherfucking movie in the world.
No.
Well, good treat. Because every Rocky movie, all right, I enjoyed the first Rocky. I don't know about you.
I haven't seen it in a really long time.
It's a good movie. You're not a big sports guy, so I don't know if you'd... Whatever. After Rocky 1, all the other Rockies are exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky wants to be champion or wants to defend his championship, has to train really hard, gets in a fight with Adrian, but they make up because they love each other.
Yeah.
Except for the most important Rocky, Rocky 4, where Rocky defeats communism all by himself.
Wow.
That's the best Rocky.
It's pretty good.
Rocky!
Yeah.
And there was that one Demolition Man. That was the best Rocky, I think.
That was a great Rocky.
Best Stallone movie?
Yeah.
Besides Stop and My Mom Will Shoot?
Mm-hmm. Or, I didn't like Rambo.
No, Rambo was stupid.
Okay, there's Rambo, and then there's Rambo First Blood, or is Rambo 1 called First Blood?
I don't know.
Is it called First Blood, or did I just make that
I think
up?
You're making shit up. Rambo First Blood, that's the name of the video game, I think.
Oh.
Did you ever play the Rambo NES game?
No.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Don't play that game.
You
rented that shit.
So, yeah.
So go see Clerks 2.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it.
Go see it. It's worth to see. I might even see it again with you.
What?
Because, you know, people are...
You can bring your iPod?
I bring my iPod. People have obnoxious laughter, so you really can't hear.
Yeah. Hmm. What else?
Worst trailers ever.
Yeah. Really?
Definitely a string of really...
Was Little Man in there?
Oh, no, Little Man wasn't in there, but it was playing that night.
Oh, shit. That is crap. That is crap. That's absolute crap. I don't know why that's a movie.
That's what that movie is. It's got a lot of poop jokes.
Probably. And penis jokes. Penis jokes. Poop jokes.
Well, there was some penis and poop jokes in the...
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm sure it's highbrow penis and poop jokes.
See, here's the thing. Like, I find Kevin Smith to be so clever that... I don't even think he has to try. He can say anything outrageous, and just because they're saying things that are so outrageous, I'm like, that's clever.
Yeah.
Because there was definitely some, like, you could tell the parts they were just, like, laying on really thick for no reason. And,
yeah.
But I still thought it was cool.
Did you watch any of the Comic-Con coverage on E3?
No.
I mean,
wait a minute. There's another Comic-Con going on?
Yeah.
I thought we just missed that one. That was in New York. There's another one?
Well, no. This was the first Comic-Con in New York. And there's been one going on in San Francisco for a really long time.
Oh, but wait, like, E3 is once a year. Comic-Con's, like, what, twice? Three times?
No, I think it's just once a year. Anyway, it's on G4, not E3. I called it E3. G4.
Channel 175 Tech TV?
Yeah. Well, it used to be called Tech TV.
That channel is a piece of crap.
Yeah.
It's basically Spike 2.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Star Trek. I hate that guy.
And The Man Show.
I hate that guy, Joe.
Oh, my God, I hate him.
He was hosting it with another that girl who I think does the Attack of the Show with him. What the hell?
Do I hate her? I don't remember.
Yeah, she's a douche. They're all douches.
That is a great term. She's a douche.
It's just like, I don't know. The Comic-Cons I don't really like that much because it's catering towards the DC Marvel stuff, the superhero things, and I don't like that anymore. I mean, I used to when I was a kid. And then it does the Star Wars stuff, but it's like, Hasbro is releasing a toy, a Star Wars toy, based on the stormtroopers that go to these conventions.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
What? No.
That's what I said.
The toy?
The toy is a dude dressed up as a stormtrooper going to a convention.
Wholly unexciting.
Yeah.
Batman.
Who wants that?
The guy who it was based on. Oh, this is my toy. I was at the Comic-Con like 8 years in a row as a stormtrooper. 642B. He's the one that you see that gets shot by Princess Leia in the first scene or something.
So, I mean,
and then he clearly hits the floor with both legs facing one way. And then they turn the other. That's why my legs have the double pivot joints.
idiots. Yeah. So, do you want to get to some voicemails?
We got to play some of these.
Yeah, we have some to play.
Alright.
So, you want to play them?
Yeah, play the next voicemail.
Okay. Hey, Ben and Joe. This is Chuck Woolery from, you might know me from Love Connection. I think I do a show called Lingo. I'm not sure. I have a short-term memory loss, so maybe I'm doing it, maybe I'm not. I don't know. I heard about your show. I listened to all of the episodes. Where the hell were you last Saturday? What the fuck? I'll be back in 2-2. Dope D's!
Ben, Joe, this is Tom Hanks. You're right, The Da Vinci Code sucked. I'm sorry for making that movie. Listen, guys, I'm a big fan. I listen in chipmunk form only, though, because I know it goes so much faster. Where the fuck were you last week? It's my birthday. Tom Hanks. Dope cheese!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, Tom Hanks!
Look at go.
See, somebody cared about us.
I think he's a bit bigger.
get it? I get it.
I'm gonna put that little drum thing in. Hold on.
Alright.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Thanks.
Way to get the drum thing.
I am in a band.
What?
Yeah, sort of.
Stop.
Let's move on.
What band? What's the name of this band?
Called Little Lady.
Why don't you open up the mail while we're here?
Damn.
Little Lady?
From Ed McMahon? What
the hell?
What? Joe, I won.
You, the publisher's something else?
No, I won a free date with Ed McMahon.
Oh my God.
I signed up for this years ago.
Where are you guys going to go on your date?
I don't know. I think it's up to him.
Pizza, maybe. Pizza and root beer?
Mmm. Mmm. Oh. Fuck him. I don't care.
Oh my God. Ben just ripped up his mail. So anyway, this band. Oof. What do you guys...
I play the drums.
What?
Mm-hmm. Play the drums.
You can't play the drums. Let me hear you play the little drums right now. Good one. I wonder if that...
I don't think I put it in. I'll put it in later.
All right. So I heard you're going to do a gig last Saturday.
Yeah.
But you didn't because...
I have to dog sit. Dogs are like... I have been waking up at 4 in the morning to a dog humping a pillow.
At least it's not humping you.
That's true.
I'd kill a dog. If a dog humped me, I'd kill it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to make dogs talk?
How?
You kick them.
What?
Yeah, you just kick them.
And they start talking?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, wait, explain it again. What do I have to do first?
Alright, to make a dog talk,
okay.
You kick them.
Wow. You know what that sounds like? Just like children.
Yeah?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You just line them up and kick them.
And then they'll start talking.
Like a little baby. Just boom!
Yep.
You know how you get a kid to learn how to swim?
How?
Just throw them in the water.
It's like instinct. They know how to swim.
Yeah, babies.
Just like dogs.
Just like dogs. You just... But you can't just, like, place them. You gotta throw them in hard.
Yeah.
So they feel that danger.
I think the best way is, like, Like, if you go to an indoor pool or something, or maybe even outdoor, like they have those high dives.
Oh, yeah.
Go up there with the baby. Go to the edge. No, not even the edge. Go, like, to the middle of of the diving board. Chuck, like, as hard as you can. Throw that baby at the edge of the diving board. That way it bounces. And then we'll fall into the pool. Don't aim the head on that.
No.
Because then I'd probably die. I kill babies.
Oh my god, you do. That was good. Yeah, so if people don't like us, they're gonna hate us.
What the fuck? Did you see George Bush veto the stem cell research thing?
You know, if I could kick one person in the balls,
yeah,
really hard, it'd be George Bush.
And Tony Danza?
Oh, tough call. No, Tony Danza. I'd kick him in the balls. Okay. For pretending to be Tony Danza.
Alright.
Yeah, what the fuck's his problem?
I don't know. Whatever.
Did you see, there's a picture of him in the paper holding a baby, and his face, this is radio, so you can't see my face, but he's like, this is the president of the United States.
He's like, disgusted with the baby?
No, he's like, oh, I'm too stupid to hold babies. Oh. Their heads might fall off. He's like the asshole at a bar that drinks too much, tells the shittiest joke, but then looks at her like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Did you see funny. Him grabbing, that lady?
Yes! That was awesome. German president.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, let me just give you a little massage here.
Depends. All right. Her hands went up like this. Get the fuck off me.
All right.
Oh, dude. My dog's barfing in my room.
Oh.
Bailey.
Bailey, what'd you do? Oh, it's a barf.
Why did you have to do that in my room?
During the show, Bailey.
Okay, are you going to do it again?
It's because he has whales. All right, while Ben's getting towels, I'm going to play the next voicemail.
Hey, Ben and Joe. This is Steven Seagal. I love your show, and I love a nice, warm, relaxing massage. That's all I got for you. And I'm hard to kill. Dope cheese!
Steven Seagal, big-time fan.
Yeah. Cleaning up puke.
Oh, that's gross. That is fantastic, actually. No, yeah, fantastic. They spell it weird.
This is probably from the 99-cent store. You know, if you get, the equivalent to fantastic in the 99-cent store, it's called fabulous.
It's awesome. I thought it was going to be called good.
Yeah. Pretty okay.
Decent. I love the 99-cent store.
It rocks.
The big one by our house?
Yeah.
99-cent dreams?
Yeah. I've been dreaming of that place forever.
Me too. I think Baldwin needed a shitty-ass store the size of a supermarket to really pull
Baldwin needs a makeover.
I think he needs an enema. Oh, this right, town needs an enema. All right, well, Ben's leaving again. Gonna play another voicemail.
Hey, Ben and Joe, this is Gary Busey. What the fuck? You weren't on Saturday. I hate you.
I love you. Oh, jeez. Gary Busey, huh?
Gary motherfucking Busey.
I hate people who think Nick Nolte is Gary Busey. That's a fucking huge mistake.
Oh my god, settle down.
Well, I love Gary Busey.
Well,
do you think he's really crazy? Or is this like an act?
Crazy like a fox.
Yeah, I think he is kind of crazy.
But on related voicemail, I'm going to play this one for you.
Okay.
Hey, Ben and Joe, this is Nick Nolte. What the fuck? You weren't on Saturday. I hate you. I love you.
Dope cheese. Alright, well, Nick Nolte, Gary Busey.
Yep.
They don't sound anything alike.
No, they don't.
I don't know why people get that.
And they don't even look alike either. Yeah,
not at all.
Gary Busey's got that crazy eye. Nick Nolte's got that crazy hair.
Nick Nolte's got a crazy butt. Alright, well, we're back. We'll be back on next week, Saturday.
Yep. Yeah,
check out on Saturdays.
Little shout out, little SO, as Amber says, to her show.
Margaret ruining our fort?
Yeah, they mentioned us.
Look for our promo, because we're making one for it.
Yeah, we're going to make a promo for them. We're going to make a new promo for NK, Naughty Karate. We're going to make a new promo for Me and the Bean.
My favorite promo was for Me and the Bean.
Yeah.
When I was on top of that piano?
Yeah, I like that one, but I also like the Naughty Karate one. Yeah, with the golf swing.
Well, you became a ninja. What's that like?
I think the new ones can be awesomer.
All right, so here's our contest. Is it
Alan Alda?
Or
Howard Stern?
You let us know.
Yeah.
You win something.
Call us.
Amber, who won something?
Alexa.
Alexa won something.
We didn't send it yet.
Should Alexa won something.
What?
She won something.
Yeah, she won something, but we didn't send it yet. Call our phone number. 718.
304.
78.
5-3.
Nice.
We forgot to pitch that all show. No wonder nobody calls us.
Yeah. All right, our Gmail account?
iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
And the password is... No, we're not going to give that out.
www.kkt.
Okay. See ya.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Eleanor Howard.
You look like a fat black man. You look like a fat black man.